Like it or not, there is only now. Like it or not, there is only now. Thinking is now. Whatever we do, however we live our life, whatever we think about, it's all in the now. The now is the only time there is. We often speak about now, and we often speak about now being the only time there is. We often speak about now being the most magnificent experience that any of us could ever have in our life. And we think how wonderful that is, that now is that, and now is the only thing. But do we understand it? Do we understand what it means to say, like it or not, there is only now? We can do all sorts of things. We can dream of tomorrow. We can dream of the future. We can dream of things that we would like to be and things that we would like to see happen in our world. We'd like to dream all sorts of things. But can we really dream? Can we really think about anything and dream it and think, gee, that would be wonderful if it were true? No, we can't. Believe it or not, we can't do that. We can't do that because there are no dreams. We can't do that because every thought we think is a now present idea that is fulfilled already, fulfilled completely right now in our life, in our world, in our experience. It's done right now. Now, can we understand what that means? Can we realize just what it means to say that all is done right now? Well, when we open our eyes to the realization that there is nothing to be done, everything in the entire universe is already complete. Everything in the entire universe is already fulfilled. Everything in the entire universe is already manifest. Every thought we ever have, will have, can have, do have, is a fulfilled thought. It is a realized thought. It is a now thought. We are not thinking of it tomorrow. We're not thinking of it yesterday. We're not thinking, yesterday and tomorrow don't exist. It's only today that exists. So we're only thinking of it in the now. So, how important it is for us, each one of us, to think in the now, and to think in the now how wonderful it is in the now, how wonderful everything is that we think about, no matter what it is we think about. It doesn't matter what we think about, no matter how exquisite, how wonderful, how magical the thoughts are that we have, they are all in the now. A great genius may seek to unfold his genius, but he cannot seek to unfold his genius if his genius does not already exist. The great genius cannot seek to unfold the reality that he is if it didn't already exist, if that reality were not indeed a reality already. The genius only reveals that which it is. The genius only reveals the magic that it is. The genius only reveals the wonderment that it is. We're not revealing something that isn't already. We're revealing something that is already. Truly, like it or not, there is only now. And we are only revealing now in everything we do. We're revealing now in what thoughts we think. We're revealing now in what dreams we dream. We're revealing now in what ideas we have in our consciousness. We're revealing now in all that is that which we are. We're revealing now the magic of our thought. And the magic of our thought is that we think it does not already exist. And we think that we're thinking something into being. We're thinking something into reality. Whereas all already exists, no matter what, no matter where, no matter how, no matter how, in any way. And it's just up to us to think it into reality, to think it so that it becomes something that is viable in our experience, in our life, in our world, in who we are. No. We all do this all the time. We all do this under all circumstances. We do this every time we think a thought. We do this every time we do anything that we do, whatever we do. We are revealing that which already exists in the entire universe, no matter what it may be. Now, if we could train ourselves to think our wildest thought, our most imaginative thought, our most creative thought, as Einstein says, that's the only wisdom there is. If we could think our most creative thought, that's the only knowledge there is. If we could think our most dynamic being thought. Now, how do you know what your dynamic being thought is? How do you know what your most creative thought is? How do you know who and what you are? Well, you don't. You don't. But you have an idea that what you are thinking is quite spectacular, quite marvelous, quite wonderful, quite outstanding. And because what you're thinking is very outstanding and very marvelous, you think that it's something new. As the poets have told us, there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. No matter whether we think the car that we will have in the year 3000, that it'll be different from the car that we have today, and that it will not exist until the year 3000. That's just because we have said to ourselves that there is time and there is no time. We have said to ourselves there is space and there is no space. There's only the now, there's only the here. We have said these things to ourselves, and so we live in a world that demonstrates that for us. Now, what kind of a world do we want to live in? We want to live in a world, like it or not, where there is only now, and that's the kind of world we do live in. And we allow ourselves just a little bit of understanding, of vision, of that wonderful world that we live in. We can't even begin to realize the magic that's in the world. If you could let yourself be and let your heart be open, let your being be just revealed, you could know everything that's going on everywhere, and you would go into the scientific laboratories and you would see the magic that they're working on there. You would go into the psychological studies and you would see the studies that are being done there. You'd go into all the areas where people are doing magical work, where people are thinking, where people are living in the now. And then you would do it. If you could be aware that it's all now, do you think that the magicians who are working on our cars, who are creating our cars, do you think that those fellows, those women, those people, those magical beings, that they are not seeing what is already there? No, they see it. They see it and they know it. And they love it, and they enjoy it, and they know it's already there, and they're living in it. Now, the cars that are on the drawing board and in preparation, the cars that are being designed, the cars that are being revealed, already have so many things that they can drive themselves. They don't need to have a driver. They will drive on a road that already is designed to take care of cars that have no drivers, and they have everything on them. They all are Wi-Fi. They all are designed to be connected to the internet. No matter where you are, you read your newspaper on your iPad, and it is connected on your internet through a car operation. And there are many other things in the car. And if you want something, you just say the word. You say what you want, and it is there for you. Yes, it's there for you. It's magic. And how wonderful that magic is. How wonderful that realization is. And that's exactly what it is. It is so wonderful because of one thing. It is so wonderful because it is that which it is, and it is that which it is right now. And how great that is. It's already complete. It's already complete. All of the dreams, all of the desires of these designers of automobiles, designers of spacecraft, designers of telephones, designers of things that we would like to have, they already exist. When are you going to claim it? When am I going to claim it? When am I going to not dream and wish, but know that it already exists and I already have it? I already live in a world which is complete and fulfilled with whatever the dreams are of my heart, whatever the dreams are of my dreaming, whatever the wishes are that I have. They are already fulfilled. They are already realized. They are already done. And how great that is. But like it or not, there is only now. And thinking in is now. And when I think of all these things, they're already done. There's nothing new under the sun. Do I believe that? Do I know that? There's nothing awaiting my revelation of it. It's already there. In my inner self, all of this is there. I am the allness, and the allness is me. And you and each of us are the allness. Grab a hold of that realization. Know that realization for yourself. Know that realization in every way, every way of your thinking. And as you do that, you live in a most spectacular life because you're living in the now. And wherever you are, if you want to do archaeological research, you get into your special vehicle that takes you around your archaeological vehicle studies. Or you just take your mind and you move yourself mentally into the archaeological areas, not even having to dig it up, but going back. You take yourself into the motion picture of your mind, where all is reality, where yesterday is as much today as today is today. And if you want to think about the archaeological concepts of the universe, you are there. You are experiencing it because that is who you are. This is what the real archaeological study people do. They are there. They visualize it. They know it. They experience it. They love it. They delight in it in every way. You and I can do the same thing. And we do. We do. That's called dreaming. We call it sometimes daydreaming or night dreaming, but we call it visualization. We call it imagination. We call it thinking intuitively. And as we do think intuitively, as we do think inner introspectively, we think from our inner self, we are there now, and it is here now. And there is only the now. And how wonderful that now is, how wonderful it is for each of us to realize that now is. And as we realize that now is, then we delight in it. There's no time, no waiting for tomorrow. For right now, you see yourself living in that experience. You see yourself moment by moment living in that experience, and each moment is now. And each moment is fulfilled. Each moment is the year 3,000. Each moment is the year 30,000. Each moment is the year 100,000. Each moment is the year 1. Each moment is the moment 1. And each moment is all. All is united in this reality that it is, because it has never been separated. It's only we who tell ourselves that there is space and that there is time and there are limitations. And as we tell ourselves that there are these limitations for us, there are these limitations. But the limitations actually do not exist. For we transmit our thought, we transmit our dreams, we transmit our desires so completely, so wonderfully, so fully that they are known now, complete and wonderful and fulfilled. That is who we are. That is what we are, and that is why we are. And how wonderful it is to be who we are. Open your heart today. Open your mind. Open your inner self to being all that you are. And like it or not, there's only now. And all of our thinking is now. Enjoy that with me, that realization. And live in the universal allness of now, right now. Kind of fun. And it's wonderful. I love it, I love it, I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.